From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, June 24th. I'm Sarah Reith. The Board of Supervisors voted 4-1 yesterday to appoint an ad hoc committee to draw up a model for a Citizens Advisory Committee for Law Enforcement Oversight, an idea that's been spearheaded by Troil Tognoli, a founding member of the local Black Lives Matter chapter. Over 60 letters poured into the Board of Supervisors about the proposal to create an oversight body. A few people double-dipped, and some letters were signed by more than one person, but there were about 3 times as many letters supporting the proposal as there were against it. One mentioned Stephen Neurot, who died in 2014 while being restrained in the Mendocino County Jail. His death was caught on camera and resulted in a $5 million wrongful death payout to the deceased man's brother by the county, the city of Willits, and the medical contractor at the jail, which has since been replaced. Yesterday's proposal included an ordinance describing the structure of the oversight committee, which came under criticism by Sheriff Matt Kendall.
I understand with the national dialogue, people want to run out and see what we can fix right now. However, 1 week and a carbon copied ordinance is not going to fix 400 years of disparity.
Tognoli, who called in during public comment, was more focused on the goals of the oversight committee than the form of it.
We need to move forward on this. Let us not allow the conflict of how we get there prevent us from moving with the demands for change. We must move towards clear systemic change.
But Supervisor Ted Williams, who wrote a resolution to adopt the proposed ordinance, stepped on a few toes by publicizing the matter on Facebook before talking about it with the sheriff and his colleagues, which Kendall did not view as an example of collaboration.
I hope everyone understands that I am absolutely not happy with the release of this on Facebook before anybody spoke with me. The matter that was presented was not in the spirit of collaboration with any transparency. It's easy to speak about transparency. It's another thing to actually exercise it. I don't agree with the proposed ordinance. It is a carbon copy of what they have in Sonoma County, which became antiquated in July of 2019. And I don't believe that it covers anything outside of the sheriff's office. We heard from the caller a moment ago regarding the Caucasian clause. If this is truly a systemic issue, then are we going to also look at 100% of our county departments? Anybody who serves the public, I think that we should probably begin looking at it as a whole.
District Attorney David Eister also called in and sent a letter with 11 recent law enforcement reforms, which he said local law enforcement has implemented without a gripe or a whine. Supervisor John McCowan had his own criticism of the proposed ordinance to create the Oversight Committee.
You've actually brought forward the old model of a citizens review committee that does not have the ability to issue subpoena, conduct investigations, or vote for discipline. So that's typical of committees that have been judged to be ineffective because they have no real power.
Jan McGordy, a longtime mental health advocate, has worked to get crisis intervention training, or CIT, for local law enforcement officers to help de-escalate encounters with people in mental health crisis. She told supervisors she wholeheartedly supports a Citizens Oversight Committee.
It is through NAMI member Mark Gale's participation in such a board in Los Angeles that a program was developed to educate officers on how to manage mental health crises effectively. Creating a crisis intervention team here was recommended by your Behavioral Health Advisory Board last year. I shared some wonderful information I gleaned from the CIT International Conference I attended last summer with your board, yet nothing has happened. A police advisory board is one way such progressive ideas can be incorporated into the law enforcement system. The justice system portion of the county budget takes more than half of all funds available, with the sheriff's office and jail taking almost 40%. Yet funds for health and human services are diminishing, particularly mental health. At the same time, the needs are increasing.
Eister said there are already people who can answer questions and provide oversight.
The board's processes should be deliberative and not be legislated from the evening news. We have subject matter experts, the sheriff being one of the top ones in the criminal law area, if you have concerns, rather than posing a panel or the likes, why don't you ask him to respond in writing to what your concerns are? There's the 8-Can't Wait program that's out there. Why don't you ask him to address those 8 things? And then if you're not sure about what's presented, you have another citizen's input called the grand jury. You ask the grand jury. They're about to come into session starting on July 1st. That is nothing but citizens from all districts of this county that get together and provide public reports on what is right and what is wrong.
But the board voted 4-1 with Supervisor Kerry Brown dissenting on a motion made by McCowan and seconded by Williams.
That Supervisors Hascheck and Jurdy worked with Sheriff Kendall and other law enforcement agencies and citizens, including but not limited to Troil Tognoli, and report to develop a Mendocino model and report back to the board within 60 days and see what sort of Mendocino model can be developed and report back in 60 days.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.